This is how contemporary presidential campaigns work. Before the political parties conduct their primary elections, the candidates engage in what could be called the secondary primaries. There is, for instance, the money primary, which by next fall should end up somewhere north of $1 billion, or roughly half the gross national product of the U.S. Virgin Islands. There's also the ideas primary, although the current crop of presidential hopefuls seems to be sitting that one out in favor of the money primary, see above. And then there's the latest entry, the MySpace primary, widely touted as the great cyber hope of digital democracy. The newfangled MySpace Impact Channel is the online version of a town square, with average citizens registering their video voter preferences. Witness, for example, this homegrown State of the Union address submitted by a 32-year-old guy from Boise, Idaho.
The state of our union is unequivocally both good and bad. It depends where you reside on the political spectrum, though. If you're on either of the extremes, it's horrible.
At the other end of the MySpace political spectrum are the actual candidates. Here, for instance, is a message from former boy mayor of Cleveland, Dennis Kucinich, a perennial presidential candidate who's become the Harold Stassen of the boomer generation.
Hi, Dennis Kucinich here with a special message to young Americans. I started my involvement in politics at a very early age. I knew when I was in the seventh grade that somehow I wanted to be involved in the civic life, the public life of my community.
The public life of the online community now includes 25,000 MySpace friends of Hillary Clinton and 64,000 friends of Clinton rival Barack Obama. Look for a rent-a-friend service to begin soon. Of course, MySpace isn't the only political cyber player. Yahoo has launched an election portal, and YouTube has followed suit with YouChoose08.
The presidential race has begun, but do we really know the candidates? News of the Day asks the questions you want answered.
What all this might mean for the traditional primary system is anybody's guess. Conventional wisdom says there are three tickets punched out of the kickoff Iowa caucuses, and the sainted New Hampshire primary provides a slingshot for the winning candidate. This time around, who knows? Some chinstrokers think Iowa and New Hampshire will almost certainly become even more influential in the brave new world of presidential campaigns. Others say it's curtains for the Hawkeye and Granite State bake-offs. Either way, Super Duper Tuesday, several weeks later, will include up to 20 state primary contests, which may or may not separate the sheep from the goats. Regardless, even before the candidates begin the, what should we call them, bricks and mortar primaries, MySpace will hold a virtual election on New Year's Day for its 168 million members. And that, you can be sure, will have an effect that is virtually unpredictable.